BJP and RSS leaders in Tamil Nadu on radar of Al Amar terrorists. Plot hatched in high-security Puzhal prison exposed. Startling revelations about the conspiracy to stage attacks in Tamil Nadu and eliminate key leaders of BJP and Sangh Parivars by Al Amar terrorists while remaining in high-security Puzhal prison has come to light. Three banned Al Amar terrorists, who have been lodged in Puzhal prison, plan to undertake terror acts while remaining in the high-security prison through one of the inmates who was released recently. This is shocking news for the peace-loving people of Tamil Nadu. Panar Ismail of Melapalayam, Tirunelveli district, police and Bilal Malik, both from Nelpetai, Madurai, Tamil Nadu and members of the now-defunct Al Amar terror outfit and had a key link in the 1998 Coimbatore serial bombings that had targeted BJP leader L.K. Advani. On October 23, 2012, Dr. Arvind Reddy, the then state medical wing secretary of Bharatiya Janata Party, was killed in front of his clinic in Kosapet area of Vellore, Tamil Nadu. On March 19, 2013, Murugan, K. aged 45, former BJP municipal councillor, was hacked to death by a three-member gang in Paramakudi main bazaar while he was returning home for lunch. The gang also hurled pipe bombs at the murdered person and two live pipe bombs were recovered from the scene and defused. S. Velayappan, 45, a Hindu Munnani leader, was hacked to death by a gang of about eight men when he was on his way to Ramakrishna Ashram in Vellore on July 1. Barely 3 weeks later on July 19, Ramesh, 52, a chartered accountant, and general secretary of BJP, Tamil Nadu, murdered in front of his office in Salem. In a joint operation on October 5, 2013, two terror suspects Bilal Malik and Panar Ismail, holed up in a house in Puttur, were arrested after a 10-hour operation that saw fire exchanges between both sides. Their accomplice, Fakhruddin, also called police Fakhruddin, was captured a day before in Chennai. In 2019, in the precincts of the high-security zone of the Puzhal Central Prison in suburban Chennai, a prison official was attacked. In the incident, which didn't get its due attention from the Tamil Nadu mainstream media, the superintendent of the prison, Senthil Kumar, was attacked by two members of the banned Al Amar terrorist organization. They are enjoying a luxurious cozy life in prison, getting their favorable home, hotel-made foods including biryani of their choice. Their royal lifestyle and frequently indulging in riot-like scenes in the prison when they were confronted by jail authorities for violations like keeping cell phones, drugs, arms, etc. While taking out for remands, they used to abuse and manhandle prison and police personnel besides leaving open threats to them. These were staged to get the attention of the media and to tell the world that they have been harassed as part of political vendetta. Now the three have been lodged in the Puzhal prison near Chennai. Saravanan was also lodged in the same prison who is facing criminal cases. According to police sources and a Tamil daily, he had developed close contacts with Fakhruddin, Panar and Bilal Ismail. Slowly Saravanan, it is learnt, was brainwashed to accept their ideologies and taking up arms including bombs. While in prison, they taught him terror-related activities and what he should do after his release from the prison. It was a big list. Also, the trio briefed him about the contacts that could help him financially, technically to aid and support the proposed terror activities, sources said. Greater Chennai Police Commissioner, who got wind of the conspiracy hatched in prison, the police started keeping Saravanan under close watch secretly once he stepped out of prison on bail. Recently, Krompet police detained him in connection with money laundering and some other crimes. When the police questioned, Saravanan spilled the beans that were shocking and startling. Police sources said, they told Saravanan that as per the instruction of Fakhruddin who has been in prison, Hindu leaders were killed in a gruesome way. They revealed it to him when he was speaking to them. Saravanan also told us that by remaining in Puzhal prison, they have been in contact with several persons outside the prison and getting them to carry out terror activities. This includes liquidation of important BJP, RSS, Hindu Munnani and other Sangh Parivar leaders in the state. They have hatched a plan to kill visiting foreign leaders and VVIPs in India. To carry out these terror activities, the trio needs resources and with that purpose they have been into money laundering, hawala operations. They could, according to Saravanan, be able to raise the funds needed. Even after coming out on bail, Saravanan has been maintaining his contacts with them and carried out some important assignments given to him. The terrorists' clout and using the prison as their operational place, base to hatch conspiracies is highly shocking. At a time intelligence agencies have been sounding regrouping of terror and anti-national elements after DMK came to power, the inside jail conspiracy is startling. Muslims outfits have been pressuring DMK government for a premature release of all Muslim men who have been in prisons for over 25 years on health grounds. TN government, it is learnt, is seriously considering their demand and it will in all likelihood be announced before Lok Sabha polls. The Supreme Court of India on July 17 has permitted People's Democratic Party, PDP, Chairman Abdul Nasser Madani, an accused in the Bengaluru blast case, to return to Kerala for treatment. The judiciary in the name of leniency, compassionate grounds either release, acquit for want of evidence or enlarge them with bail without bothering the risk taken by the police, NIA, CBI and others in apprehending them has been becoming a bone of contention among the common man. They say minority appeasement has also reached the apex and others courts by listing out several recent orders including out of the turn order hearings to give bail to Teesta Setalwad in a case of alleged fabrication of evidence in relation to the 2002 Gujarat riots and Manipur incidents. Topics: Puzzle prison BJP terrorism terror attacks RSS leaders AL AMA terrorists.